New Zealand's election has been delayed by 4 weeks as the country fights another coronavirus outbreak. There'd been pressure to move the date from the 19th of September. The outbreak raised concerns about low voter turnout and the potential difficulties of campaigning. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has enjoyed high levels of popularity during the crisis, but analysts say that's no guarantee of re-election. Gavin Coote reports.
With coronavirus once again on the march in New Zealand, its Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern today announced the general election would be delayed.
I have decided on balance to move the election by 4 weeks to the 17th of October.
It's only happened 3 times before in New Zealand. The last time an election was delayed was during World War II, but now with a cluster of dozens of new coronavirus cases, following months of zero infections, the Prime Minister says a delay is in the country's interests.
Ultimately, the 17th of October, in approximately 9 weeks' time, provides sufficient time for parties to plan around the range of circumstances we could be campaigning under, for the Electoral Commission to prepare, and for voters to feel assured of a safe, accessible and credible election.
Jacinda Ardern had been under pressure, including from the Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters, to move the election date. And the main opposition, the National Party, had been pushing for it to be delayed until November 21. The party's leader, Judith Collins, told Radio New Zealand she's satisfied with a four-week delay.
But my view is we'll work with it. We'll do the best we can in terms of getting policies out to the public and getting feedback from them.
Andrew Geddes is a professor of law at University of Otago and thinks, irrespective of the political pressure, the delay was inevitable.
The fact that Auckland could still well be in some sort of lockdown beyond the end of the month, the need for, you know, some clear campaigning time for fairness reasons and so on, it was pretty clear some sort of delay was going to be needed.
And who benefits, whether it be politically or more broadly, from this delay?
Well, without sounding too grandiose about it, I think New Zealand probably benefits because it means that when we do go to the polls, hopefully we'll do so with the parties having had some clear space to do the full campaign that's needed for a proper election, one that, you know, people can have confidence in.
Despite the rise in cases in Auckland, the Prime Minister says she doesn't plan on changing the election date again. Bryce Edwards, a political analyst with the Victoria University in Wellington, argues it's a solid compromise.
She's gone for a middle option, so something that, is kind of the Goldilocks option, not too hot, not too cold, somewhere in the middle, where she can't be accused of going to an election too early, and she hasn't capitulated to her opponents.
The main opposition party, the National Party, elected a new leader just last month in Judith Collins. Will those extra few weeks on the hustings do much for her chances?
Well, Judith Collins as leader hasn't really had a great start. She's had some particularly bad poll results suggesting that people don't really see her as a Prime Minister or her party National as governing. But we live in really volatile times, I think globally, but also in New Zealand. So there is still a chance that things could change. And, you know, we're dealing with this health crisis, and there's some questions about how well the Labor-led government is dealing with testing, especially those people coming in through the border, and how they're maintaining those quarantine facilities. And so I guess there is some chance of National being able to raise questions about the competency of this government, and especially when it comes to economics. There's a long-held idea that the parties of the right have greater competence in that area. So there's a chance that National might be able to get some points back. But at this stage, I think it's quite unlikely.
The election will also see New Zealanders vote on referenda on the legalisation of cannabis and euthanasia. But both experts say with COVID-19 still a concern, there's been little space for other issues in the political debate. Now the election's been delayed, Parliament will reconvene tomorrow.
Gavin Coote with that report.